This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Bethel Native Corporation CEO Anna Hoffman is again elected as co-chair of the Alaska Federation of Natives during the final day of the annual convention. Hoffman has served as co-chair since 2013, but Chilistic Corporation, the regional native corporation for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, cast their vote for another candidate. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger was in the room at the Carlson Center in Fairbanks for the vote.
At first, there was silence from Chilista.
Chilista Corporation, how do you vote? Chilista Corporation, for a third time, how do you vote? That's the third call for Chilista. Not hearing a representative, their votes will not be recorded.
Then the Association of Village Council Presidents, villages and their village corporations cast their votes for Anna Hoffman. At the last moment, Chilista Board Chairman Robert Beans appeared at the back of the room. Beans walks up to the microphone and says,
Robert Beans, the Chilista voted for Greg 530 votes.
Beans is referring to Hoffman's challenger, Greg Razzo. Razzo is an executive from the Cook Inlet Regional Corporation, which is the Anchorage-based regional native corporation. The reasons behind that vote are unclear.
Well, we were looking for a change.
Why?
It's good to change. Change is good.
Before the vote happened on Saturday, YK Delta tribes, regional nonprofits, and corporations met in a closed meeting to discuss who they wanted to vote for the day before. Sources told KYUK that Chilista decided during that caucus to back Greg Razzo. During the caucus, Chilista says they chose Razzo because of his support for the proposed Donlin Gold Mine, located in the middle Kuskokwim River area. Chilista owns the mineral rights. Board Chair Beans denies that Donlin is the issue.
I understand it had to do over the proposed Donlin gold mine?
No.
Anna Hoffman, as CEO of the Bethel Native Corporation, has not taken a public stance on the mine. This isn't the first time Chilista challenged Hoffman. In 2015, when her first term as co-chair was up, a source close to the matter told KYUK that the corporation's candidate withdrew before the vote came up on the floor because of the lack of support. Meanwhile, Chilista shareholders are pressuring the corporation to hold a shareholder vote on the proposed Donlin mine. Zazaraka Village Corporation in Mountain Village passed a resolution supporting the idea. This is after female Chilista shareholders sent a letter earlier this year urging the corporation to let shareholders decide on whether they want the mine. More than 300 women have signed the letter. Chilista did not comment to KYUK on Azazarok's resolution, but during AFN, an op-ed from Chilista President and CEO Andrew Guy appeared in the Fairbanks Daily Newsminer with the headline, Donlin Gold Project Will Benefit Southwest Alaska. Bean says Chilista will discuss a shareholder vote on the mine during its next board meeting in December. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Christy Schellenberger.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.